This is the Renewed Minds with Leslie O'Hare podcast. Your host, Leslie O'Hare, mindset life coach, TV personality, TEDx speaker, and author, created this podcast to empower and inspire women and teen girls to cultivate a growth mindset that can revolutionize their lives. Renewed Minds is more than a talk show. It's a pillar of motivation, a source of inspiration, and a gateway to boundless possibilities. It's a platform for engaging conversations that spark change. Let's start the conversation. Here's Leslie.
Welcome to the Renewed Minds podcast. I am thrilled to be here with you today. I'm your host, Leslie O'Hare. Our commitment via this show is to provide transformative stories that resonate, spark meaningful conversations, and empower women and girls to cultivate a growth mindset. With that being said, on the show today is Mary Mullenhoff. Mary is on the board of directors for the Women Founders Network, where she's also the co-chair for the Youth Education Committee, where she empowers high school girls, our next gen investors, to learn more about becoming founders or funders for businesses. And on the show is Shandrika Davis. Shandrika is the community director for Hello Just. I'm going to be talking with her about the transformative partnerships that Hello Just has made with banks to help women of color to start their business. We're going to take a quick break, and when we return, I'll be having a virtual conversation with Mary Mullenhoff. Back in a moment.
Hi, I'm Leslie O'Hare, the host and creator of the Renewed Minds podcast. I want to share why I started this podcast. The genesis of this show traces back to a period of significant life challenges where I faced a pivotal decision: succumb to life's struggles or courageously rise above them. I chose bravery. Surviving required rewiring my mindset. Embracing a growth mindset became my lifeline. I recognize that my story is not unique. Countless women face adversity and uncertainties. While teen girls navigate challenges like peer pressure, bullying, and the weight carried by those I refer to as fatherless girls, young women shouldering the burden of parental absence. My mission is clear: to inspire women and teen girls to control their mindset, emotions, and behavior, enabling them to overcome obstacles. My team and I need your help to continue this mission. Visit renewedmindspodcast.com to contribute. Every donation, big or small, fuels our conversations and empowers our audience. Join us in empowering women and teen girls to embrace growth, resilience, and achieve mental well-being, one woman, one teen girl at a time. Please visit renewedmindspodcast.com to become an advertiser or to contribute to the show. Thank you for being part of our journey towards mental freedom for women and teen girls.
Welcome back. I am Leslie O'Hare. My next guest is Mary Mullenhoff. Mary, welcome to the show. Thank you so much for being here today.
Thank you for having me, Leslie. I really appreciate it. It's when I read the whole introduction and heard about your program, I'm like, this is exactly what we do, you know, in the Women Founders Network. So I really am very happy that we found each other somehow. So thank you for having me.
I am happy as well, especially with it being Women's History Month. I just thought that it was such a great opportunity to have you on the show and really talk about all the wonderful things that you all do at the Women Founders Network. I mentioned earlier that you're on the board of directors and you're the co-chair for their Youth Education Committee, where you really assist high school girls, the next gen investors. You also have a program for college women that's called the Due Diligence Analyst. Can you please tell us a little bit more about the Women Founders Network and exactly what you do?
Yes, thank you. So the reason the Women Founders Network came to be is because, and it's still a problem, but less than 2% of venture capital money goes to women-founded businesses. And so Daria, who is the founder of Women Founders Network, got decided, you know, that this was a mission that was important and really worth going after. So the purpose of the organization is really to help women to be educated on how do you do a pitch deck? How do you, you know, attract investors? And so over the years, this was happening and we were like getting it going. And then Daria had another great idea. What if we can start with these girls when they're younger to learn about how to evaluate a business, how to want to be an entrepreneur. If they have the ability to buy a business, how would you evaluate it? And so that's kind of where the business, where that this entity, this part of the business got started. So we have three audiences that we support: the women founders. So, like, for example, upcoming pretty soon, they're going to be able to fill out applications. We usually get about 180 or so women founders who apply to, you know, to the Fast Pitch program. Mm-hmm. And for the, what happens with the Fast Pitch program is they get a coach, they get financial guidance on how to position their company so that somebody wants to invest in them. And for the next few months, they're going to be getting that support. But the 180 won't get it. Only the top 10 finalists get it. So were you going to ask me something?
I was. No, you're fine. Okay. I wanted to also talk about the difference in the due diligence analyst program and the junior venture capitalist program that you have for girls that are in 9th to 12th grade. What really is the difference and what is your goal and objectives with those two programs as far when you talk about the next generation of investors?
Okay. So, but I will just finish what I was saying by saying there's 10 finalists. So the junior judges of adult women looking for funding, the junior judges, these high school girls, then are given a $5,000 grant that they could award to one of these 10 finalists. And during the process of like the next 3 or 4 months, they're going to really learn about what that's about, what that's like. So they're going to have a coach personally, all of the high school girls, who's going to teach them, it's an actual venture capitalist, who's going to teach them, how does she decide what company she's going to go after? So the high school girls, that's going to be their focus, is to be a judge, a junior judge, to look at a company the way a venture capitalist would, and then to be able to, at the Fast Pitch, award whichever company they decide on that $5,000 grant. Now, the due diligence analysts are these college women who are essentially, they could be in any major. They just have to be from, you know, basically a freshman in college. They could even be in a master's program. And what it does is allows them to, so these 10 finalists, each of the due diligence analysts will get assigned one of these companies, and they will have the ability and learn how to really evaluate a company as if they were a due diligence analyst at a venture capital firm. So the two roles are different. Go ahead.
And so can you tell us a little bit about when we talk about the ecosystem for women and the sustainability in businesses, how do we make that ecosystem to be nurtured and to make it sustainable when we talk about women in business?
The sustainable. Can you tell me more about where?
So as far as the ecosystem, the sustainability, when you're working with the women in high school girls and you're educating them on investing, whether to become a founder or a funder of a company, how do you really make that sustainable for them so that when they get in their businesses, they're able to move forward and continue to be successful based on the tools and strategies that the Women Founders Network has empowered them with?
Okay, I understand. So essentially what happens is like with the junior venture capitalists, they have a series of webinars, educational webinars, where they get to meet the CEO. And so like, for example, they'll meet two or three CEOs who started from scratch and took their company, like Ellen, the founder of Mendocino Farms, was one of the speakers. She was amazing. And what she did was explain to them, here's how I got started. Here's where some of the hiccups I had along the way. Here's how I overcame them. Here's how I finally sold my business. Here's what that meant to me. And these girls get to ask all the questions they want about it. Like, well, you know, what do you do if, you know, you think you're failing, or, you know, who do you go to for help? And you see from the types of questions these girls are asking and the fact that they have access to somebody who's actually doing it, they see themselves in that. And so I think that's how it creates the ecosystem, is that they maybe in the past didn't think that this is something they could do. Suddenly they see it as a way to do it. And I think that's one of the things that over time, we see these girls wanted to come back year after year, and then pretty soon they're in high school and they're starting their own businesses. And it's really kind of an amazing thing, and it's that, so satisfying.
That is amazing. That is completely amazing. You touched upon a point a few minutes ago that only 2% of startups being funded are women-owned companies. And I know that you all are working very hard to increase that percentage so that women are able to have the option to get more venture capital for their businesses. What are some of the strategies and initiatives that the Women Founders Network is really implementing to increase or help to increase funding for women?
So the program itself, the whole purpose of our program is to give these women-founded businesses a platform, right? So they are going to, this in October, we're going to have a fast pitch competition. And at this fast pitch competition, all three of our audiences will get involved, right? The women founders who are getting information and learning, mentorship on how to do their pitch. And these are 5-minute pitches. In 5 minutes, they have to be able to, you know, tell their whole story in a way in which it's compelling to these investors to want to invest in them. We bring the investors to the meetings. They then have to sell themselves. So we're not creating like a whole new market for them, other than we're getting them ready so that they can actually, you know, get that money on their own. They're going to, you know, be able to on their own do it, but we prepare them for it.
Now, the fast pitch competition, like you said, is in October. So have you ever run up against a student, a young lady, that is a little bit on the fence, whether she wants to be a founder, whether she wants to be a funder, whether she's even interested in being an entrepreneur? How do you handle that situation when some of the girls that you work with, they come up against challenges and setbacks on their way to the path of being successful?
So it's great because some of them are starting, as I mentioned to you now, right? They start looking at these programs and then they say, oh, I have an idea, I want to start. And what's great is we create a safe environment for them to fail, right? Because let's face it, it's not an easy thing to do. Right. And so the fact that they have these resources available to them, when you look at the mentors that we provide, so companies can either make donations or they can do in-kind. And in-kind basically means that, you know, attorneys are donating their, you know, legal hours, accountants are donating their time. And so as a result, they basically have kind of like a place where they can go, like a lab, you know, so to speak, without calling it an incubator, in which they could ask questions, try stuff out, and really just decide. I mean, you don't have to be one or the other either. You can be an investor that then sold your company, an entrepreneur sold your company, made so much money, you then became an investor and then started a new company. So you don't have to pick one or the other. You can be both. And I think one of the beautiful things about this program is that it gives everybody that possibility. And like, for example, when the fast pitch winners, there are two winners. There's one in the CPG category and there's one in technology category, and each winner gets a $25,000 grant that they don't owe anybody. They don't have to give up any equity for it. They just get that. And then they get the $5,000 from the junior judges.
Well, I think that's awesome that they're able to get the $5,000 and that you all are very instrumental in how your program and organization works to help them. We need more programs out there because, you know, this is a time of women empowerment, of course, exactly. And so I'm always saying that to women, and we have to be strong, and we have to believe in ourselves and know that we can accomplish any goal. And so I want to thank you and the entire team at Women's Founders Network for all the great work that you do. If you all would like to know more about the Women's Founders Network, as well as about the Fast Pitch competition coming up in October, please log on to their website at thewomenfoundersnetwork.org. Mary, thank you so much for being a guest here on the show today. It was very nice meeting you. We're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, I'll be sitting down with Shandrika Davis, the community director with Hello Just. Back in a moment. Welcome back. I am sitting down with the community director, Shandrika Davis. Shandrika is with Hello Just. Welcome to the show. You are so welcome. It's a pleasure to have you. I just love what Hello Just is really about. You really empower brown and black women of color to start their business or to scale their business in the Dallas, Austin, Houston, Texas area. Yeah. Tell us a little bit more about that and exactly what does Hello Just, what do you all do?
Absolutely. So Just is a nonprofit that is across Texas, like Leslie said, and we help black and brown women scale their business or grow or start a business. So what we do is we help the women in our community with coaching, community, and capital. We understand that not all businesses can start off with $5,000, $10,000, or $100,000. So we help minority businesses by providing microloans.
And so with those microloans, how do they apply for it, and what are some of the requirements?
That's good you ask. So you have to be first invited to our community. Everything we do is based on trust. So like traditional banks, we don't ask for any type of collateral or credit score or anything like that.
Yeah.
So everything we do is based on trust.
Yeah. And so you have a three-step process. One is they have to attend your conference. You have a JETA training, mm-hmm. and then you also have to lead a group. Yeah. Tell us a little bit more about that three-step process and why is that implemented within the program?
We believe that everything is community-based, mm-hmm. right? So we all need community to grow. So the first step is being invited. Once you go through our program, which is the JETA program, it's a leadership program, and we just help you hone in on your leadership skills. So we try to figure out or help you figure out what's your strengths, and then we help you to scale that. Then you will invite your entrepreneur friends in the program with you.
Very
so you
nice.
Have to start a tribe. We know that entrepreneurship is lonely, so we want you to bring your tribe of girlfriends with you.
And I like that because you say community. Some people say that and it's just a word to use. And hearing you articulate that so well, it really is a community. The
Definitely.
Fact that you can reach back, basically you're paying it forward, right?
Exactly.
And helping someone else to start their business. I think that's awesome.
Yeah.
One of the other things with your company, Hello Just has been very instrumental in having these transformative partnerships with banks so that they can help those hard to reach and unbanked communities.
Yeah.
With those partnerships, what do you think one of the greatest things that one of your women that's mm-hmm. a partner with you all, what do you think what would be one of the biggest things they would say that Hello Just has done for their life making those partnerships?
So I would think our ladies would say we really helped them get ready for those traditional banks. So again, like I said, everything that we do is based on trust. If you go to a traditional bank, they're going to ask you for 2 years of taxes.
An arm and a leg.
Yeah. So we actually get you ready for that. So when you are ready to apply for those loans, mm-hmm. we are the ones that help get you there. Our bankers also help teach you about credit. teach you about taxes, teach you about everything that you would need to apply for a business
and to
loan.
Be successful.
Absolutely, yeah. How to scale your business, how to like keep your funds separated from your personal and your business
right.
funds. You know, like we really teach you how to be financially successful.
Do you all help them set up an LLC or not? You do?
No, we actually don't. No.
Okay.
No, we share advice.
Okay.
We share experiences. I'm sorry.
Okay.
We don't give advice.
Okay.
We don't think that we are the experts,
okay.
but we get you ready and we partner with those experts. So yeah, we will never tell you exactly what type of business to open. Like we get you partnered with those experts.
How do you think making a decision to become an entrepreneur and mm-hmm. getting into the Just Hello Just community,
yeah.
what do you think helps a woman when she has that really renewed mindset, have a growth mindset, a forward moving mindset? What do you think that does for a woman when she comes in with that? And if she doesn't, how do you all help her to move forward?
Well, when you come in with it, we understand that it can be scary. So we help to hone in on those skills and help push you forward. We also know that it can be lonely, like I mentioned before. So we want to surround you with like-minded women. So when you have a tribe of women around you, that just helps push you and elevate you to the next level. Now, if you are not sure, once you get around women who are doing things that you may want to do that you
right.
are afraid to do,
yes.
it still helps you. Like it helps bring you to that next level as well.
Now, when I talk about forward moving mindset,
yeah.
you are a woman that exemplifies that, because in 2010, you started your Jazzy Chica Boutique.
Yeah.
And in 2020, I believe you were let go from your corporate position, that you were there for 15 years.
Yeah.
And so this side job ended up being your entrepreneurship, your first beginning of running this business full time.
Yeah.
You had to have had a forward-moving mindset to
yeah.
be able to do that. What really picked you up by your bootstraps to make you say, you know what, here's a negative and a door closed,
yeah.
but I have one here and I need to take this opportunity and run with it?
Yeah. When we have corporate jobs, sometimes we put everything into that job. And being let go after 15 years, I told myself that that would never happen to me again.
Mm-hmm.
Thank God that I had Jazzy Chica on the side. And I know that Jazzy Chica can go so far.
Mm-hmm.
My mission behind Jazzy Chica is to help the everyday woman look good and feel good about herself. So when I really focused on that, like it was no reason why I shouldn't take Jazzy Chica up.
Because it's not just about external beauty.
No.
It's about how we feel on the inside.
Yes.
And so I commend you for taking that step of faith,
yeah.
because that takes a lot of courage. And for a lot of times with people, if they lose their job or something traumatic happens in their life, especially with women, I always say we juggle 10,000 balls in the air.
Absolutely.
And so a lot of times it's really hard when you're juggling so much where to go, and we tend to lose ourselves.
Yeah.
And so it's wonderful that we have organizations like Hello Justice that says, you know what, you may not be where you want to be, but hey, join forces with us, we can get you there.
Yes.
And I'm sure that had a lot to do with you making a decision to say, I'm going to push forward.
Yeah.
What advice would you give to a woman that is on the cusp of starting a business,
mm-hmm.
and she really has other people in her ear saying, bad idea.
Yeah.
It's not going to work. No one's going to buy it.
Yeah.
What would you say to her?
I would tell her, if it was easy, everyone would be doing it. Follow your dreams, follow your heart, and do what God has set in your heart to do. Surround yourself with women who are like-minded.
Yes, absolutely.
Women who you are aligned with. And it doesn't even have to be women. It could just be a community of women or people who will help you get to where you want to be. No one can tell you what to do. Push forward for yourself. Follow your heart.
What are some of the biggest challenges that you all have at Hello Just when it comes to helping women of color?
Actually, because what we do is based on trust, sometimes women think that it's too good to be true.
Mm-hmm.
Women believe you're just going to give me the money and we don't have to do anything.
And they have to work for it.
Yeah. I just come to these classes and you give me the money.
And you're just going to give
yeah.
it to them. Right?
And it's true. Like, that's the hardest thing, is getting women to believe it. So that's why we do so many conferences in the area, so that you can meet other women in the community, because seeing is believing. So once you see these women and you meet these women and you hear their stories, The rest is history.
That's awesome. Yeah. And the fact that you're in Dallas, Austin, and Houston,
yes.
Do you bring the women together from those three different areas?
We do.
Really?
Yeah.
And you just recently had a conference, correct?
Yeah.
Tell us
yeah.
a little bit about that.
Yeah, we had a conference on February 29th here in Dallas. Mm-hmm. It was called Rise and Thrive. We had over 100 black women and over 140 Hispanic women come to
wow.
this conference.
Very nice.
And it was all about just empowering each other. Like, entrepreneurship is so powerful, and just getting each other to be in this sisterhood yeah. together, it was wonderful.
That is
yeah.
so awesome. Well, I tell you, Shendrika, you and Hello Just, I just hope you all continue to make such a difference in
Thank
the community
you.
In Dallas, Austin, and Houston.
Yeah.
And I know there's so much more to get from you all. Would love to have you back on the show to talk about some more things that you all are
yeah.
doing in the future.
Thank you.
And if you would like more information on Hello Just, please visit HelloJust.com. If you would like more information on Shendrika Davis on her company, Jazzy Chica Boutique, log on to jazzychicaboutique.com. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, I'm starting a new segment called Mindset Reset. You won't want to miss it. Back in a moment. Welcome back. I decided to start a new segment called Mindset Reset. One of the reasons I wanted to start this segment, as you know, the show is about renewing of the mind and empowering women and girls, teen girls, to cultivate a growth mindset. Oftentimes, we go through a lot of challenges in life when we really don't know which way is up. And so I hope that this segment can inspire you. And one of the topics that I get asked a lot as a mindset life coach for women and teen girls, a lot of the women that I coach, the questions that I get is how to live life after a divorce. And so on this show, I like to be as transparent as I possibly can be. So in answering that particular question and in highlighting this talking point, I happen to be a woman who went through a divorce at the age of 50. Divorce, I always say, is almost like going through a death of losing someone, because you're with someone, you're anticipating on being there forever as partners, and then all of a sudden something happens and it goes left. And it puts you in a state where you feel very, very broken. And so if I'm talking to any woman that has gone through a divorce and you're feeling less than, you're feeling broken, you're feeling unsure of yourself, I know what that's like. I've been there. But I want to take this time to help you reset your mindset, to know that no matter what you go through, no matter what the circumstance is or the situation is, never to allow it to define who and what you are, nor define who and what you will become. Utilize this time as a woman who's gone through a divorce to rebuild, to restructure, to refocus, to build a closer, more intimate relationship with God. I have to tell you, when I went through my divorce, as hard as it was in the beginning, if I didn't have the relationship that I have with God, I don't think that I could have made it through. And I know one thing for sure. The reason that I'm here today on this platform as the host of the Renewed Minds podcast is so that I can pay it forward, so that I can show other women and teen girls that no matter what you go through, your dreams, pull them off the shelf, make them come to fruition, believe in yourself, whatever your goal is, whether it's to just have self-care for yourself, to be able to take care of your mental process. There's nothing more powerful than having a strong mind. If your mind is strong, you can focus, you can make the right decisions, and you can move forward in life. Don't allow anything to hold you back. You are beautiful, you are strong, you are courageous, and always see yourself the way God sees you. He sees you as beautiful. He sees you as a courageous, brave woman that he created you to be. So go forth in this world and be everything that you are created to be. I know they say we can't have it all. I don't believe that. I think we can have it all. I think we can have it all depends on the mindset that you choose to have and choose to adopt for yourself. I encourage you today, push forward, lean in, never give up. Always remember at those moments that you think that you are alone, that is when God is carrying you, so you're never alone. I've been there as well. I've been there in those moments where I felt I couldn't go any further. I don't want to go any further. I just want to give up. Well, I go into my prayer closet and I could just feel God lifting me up saying, no, I have a purpose for you. Stand strong, my daughter. And I want each of you to know God has a purpose for you. Stand strong, be mighty, believe in yourself, and just always, always, always never give up hope and never give up faith and never give up trust in God. I want to go to one of the other topics that comes to me a lot as a coach is the self-doubt and imposter syndrome, not feeling good enough, kind of ties into the topic I just spoke about. Oftentimes we feel not good enough because someone told you that you're not good enough. Who told you you're not good enough? Who are they? Why do you think you need to listen to what they have to say? Surround yourself with a group of positive, like-minded women who believe in pushing you forward, who believe in going upward and onward and have a growth mindset. Never take in negative, I call it noise, the negative noise that comes into your ear. That negative noise is there to break you down. I encourage you to stand strong. I encourage you to look in the mirror every single morning and say, I am great, I am successful, and I will achieve everything I am supposed to achieve in life. We're gonna take a quick commercial break and we'll be back in a moment. Welcome back. That's our show for today. I want to thank my guests on the show. I also want to thank you at home, my viewing and listening audience. Thank you so much for allowing me in your home, your car, your workplace, even in your kitchen to join this moment with me today. I want you to know you can tune into the show live on Fridays on YouTube. You can tune in on Instagram as well as Twitter and on audio on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, as well as Spotify. I want to thank my entire team. My producer today is Emilio. We had a great time today. I also want to thank my other producer, Linda Gray. Linda, thank you so much for being a part of this journey. Together, our aim is to empower women and teen girls to cultivate a growth mindset, one woman, one teen girl at a time. If you would like to contribute to see more of this show, we would appreciate your contributions and any support that you would like to give. Please log on to renewedminds.com to do so. If you would also like to advertise on the show, log on to renewedminds.com. mindsetpodcast.com to find out more information. If you would like to hire me as your mindset life coach for you or your teen daughter or teen in your life, please visit mindsetconnections.com to find out how to book me for speaking. Also log on to mindsetconnections.com. I thank you again. I so appreciate you. Thank you for watching. Bye, everybody.